Welcome to the fifth episode of Human Rights Live, titled Umoja wa Mama, Together for Change, with your host, Epifani Mukasano. In this episode, we focus on Umoja wa Mama, Crafters Cooperative, a women's collective allied to the Human Rights Media Center. Most of the members are from the refugee community, some are South African veterans. Umoja wa Mama will soon celebrate its 10th anniversary and may be of interest to you in that it presents a different economic model, where every member is both contributor and beneficiary. But the benefits, as you will hear, are richer than just economic. Furthermore, we look at Umoja wa Mama through the lens of some of its members, exploring its origins, the contributions of different members, and the benefits they enjoy. We also take a look at the carefully crafted work that the women make and sell from the Umoja wa Mama's offices at Community House in Salt River, Cape Town.
Ah, from the sound of the walking stick, I know who is coming.
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Hi, Epifani.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
Teresa is now in her mid-70s, but this doesn't hold her back. She is elegantly attired in her long floral dress with matching green headscarf and a bracelet. She walks in slowly, but with great dignity. She is, as always, wearing her rosary and carrying a brightly colored patchwork bag, which she starts unpacking, making a display of her latest creations. Teresa specializes in making differently shaped recycled plastic containers, embroidery, tapestry, beading, and sewing toys for children. Back in Rwanda, Teresa completed primary school and then enrolled for 4 years at the Technical High School for Women, where she learned sewing, cooking, history, and was trained to be a teacher. She and her father used to walk for 3 days to get there at the start of a new term. Thereafter, she was selected as a teacher and taught at a number of schools. But Teresa had a dream to own and manage her own clothing store. Like many Rwandan women, the Rwandan genocide of 1994 disrupted her life. Teresa, with her husband and children, fled to the Democratic Republic of Congo. After much tragedy and disruption, she sought refuge in South Africa in 2009. When she reached Cape Town, she was a skilled seamstress, experienced in making clothes. Since then, she has continually expanded her skills. Even now, widowed and aged 77, she still has the desire to learn new crafting skills at the training sessions offered by Umoja wa Mama.
After joining the cooperative, we learned embroidery, beading, and to decorate flower pots using mosaic. We learned many things.
Teresa's strong sense of design is evident in everything she does, including the way she dresses. And Teresa is also one of the founder members of the cooperative and has therefore been a member for almost 10 years. I ask Shirley to recall for us how Umoja wa Mama came into being.
By 2014, I had been working with apartheid survivors and women refugees for over 14 years. And there was one pressing issue that these women needed to solve. They needed support with generating income. Some received the older person's grant, a disability grant, or a child grant. But even so, everyone was struggling to survive and support their families. In part, our choice to focus on handwork was a response to dealing with trauma. I, as a survivor of torture and trauma during apartheid, had found that using one's hands and the meditative quality of making things by hand brings a kind of healing. But in addition, many women already have skills and experience in different craft making, like beading, knitting, basketry, and embroidery. So we came together as a group to learn and exchange craft skills with one another. Through a democratic consultative process, the idea and vision of Umoja wa Mama was developed. The name we chose for the cooperative means United Woman in Swahili, and Teresa was with us at the first meeting back in November 2014.
The 10 women that time, the meeting was held in Fishhook. We spent 3 days discussing how this cooperative is going to work, its constitution, everything that needs to be done so that the cooperative can run smoothly. After that, Shirley pursued her ideas of bringing us together. She found a room where we can meet and work. That was in Kenilworth. We started bringing our skills together. Those with a particular skill would teach each other.
Our strength as Umoja wa Mama is the cooperative model. It offers economic opportunities for the crafters with no loss of income to a middle person. Entrepreneurs usually buy their wares for very little and resell them at the market value, which is double, treble, or quadruple what they paid the crafter. They take no account of the time taken to make something by hand and the craftsmanship. With our cooperative model, we ensure that the crafters themselves receive the market value of the craft. There's a social justice dimension, which is commercial but not capitalist. This allows earnings to be distributed in a more fair and equitable way. So what we have developed is a cooperative where currently 20 members, including Epifani and I, share a common purpose, which is to produce high quality crafts for sale without anyone but ourselves driving the process and getting the benefits of the products. But the collective ethos of our cooperative gives us all much more. It gives us collective strength. We learn from each other's crafts and skills. We help each other with creative ideas and pricing. What's more, members offer personal support and solidarity to one another, which strengthens individual motivation. When life brings us down, we talk with one another, which alleviates stress and keeps members going. The members talk more about this later in the podcast.
So, Shirley, can you outline for our listeners how this cooperative works?
Yes, sure. By April 2015, Umoja wa Mama was registered with the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission, the CIPC of South Africa. We meet 4 times a year, as specified in our constitution, to provide progress reports and review the direction of our collective efforts. At meetings, we also share marketing ideas, because refugees and veterans do not necessarily have the sort of network that generates sales. The last meeting of the year is our AGM, which takes place in December, and each year we make some awards for creativity, dedication, and other qualities. Lena Madolo is a regular winner of the Creativity Award. In between, we keep in touch via a WhatsApp group.
Over time, we've held a dozen training workshops for the members to learn new crafts from women with special expertise. We have focused on beading, making Umoja frames, mosaic, patchwork, knitting, crocheting, applique, quilting, smocking, embroidery, tapestry, and basketry. And through these workshops, we've expanded our range and members have found new avenues for their creativity. But let me tell you more. Each member buys their own materials and equipment. Occasionally, when we receive donations, a machine or materials, we share them according to need. And how we operate is that we work from our own homes, cutting down on loss of time and transport costs. Members get the income from their own products, which is distributed every 3 months at quarterly meetings. They receive 90% of the price of their own products, and 10% is retained by Umoja wa Mama and shared as dividends at the AGM. We work hard to get exposure in community newspapers, for example, and through articles like these, we have received generous donations of materials and even sewing machines.
Teresa, can you also share your experience of being a member of Umoja wa Mama?
Being an Umoja wa Mama member helps me to meet other women, exchange ideas, and teach others various craft skills. Someone with crocheting skills would teach other members, and so will someone with beading skills. This way we meet and learn from each other. We come together and work together.
It's a great model, Shirley, especially having the support of the Human Rights Media Center. In the course of the morning, we were joined by some other members of Umoja wa Mama. Let me introduce you to Mapendo Rukwasho. Mapendo is a skilled craftswoman. She makes beautiful soft toys. She learned to make handmade toys in the DRC. After she arrived in Cape Town in 2008, she learned more sewing skills with other refugee women. Mama Elizabeth in Peru helped them to find shelters and taught them some of those skills. Having fled the violence in the DRC, Mapendo was almost immediately faced with the violence of xenophobia. But gradually, she started to earn enough to find her own place. She now lives with her husband and 4 children and has been part of Umoja wa Mama since 2019. I asked her how being part of Umoja has affected her life.
I make toys of different designs like dolls, giraffes, rabbits, dogs, donkeys, and many more designs. I use cotton materials, mostly shwe shwe, which is a South African print. At Umoja wa Mama, I have learned many things, even things which I never knew, for example, beaded lanyards and sling bags, and I was very happy to learn them. So making craft with Umoja helps me, as now I'm not working. I just stay at home as a mother and a housewife. If I make toys for sale, the money I get helps me for the children's transport fare and to buy food and bread for the kids.
Mapendo also talks about balancing household work with the care of a baby and her craft activities. She greatly values the help she gets from her family.
They support me. I can say when I want to buy something and I don't have enough time to go, I can send one of my children or my husband to support me by buying what I need.
on my side, it's hard to go to the shops to buy stuffing. It's far and not easy with the child on my back. Being part of Umoja also helped me to speak about the problems that I have.
Umoja wa Mama members highly value this aspect of mutual support among themselves. I appreciate Mapendo's reflections, and more especially the care she puts into her craft work. Lina Madolo, another member of our cooperative, also shares her experience in Umoja wa Mama.
I joined Umoja wa Mama because I could see a family. I could see love from Umoja, from Shirley and the whole team. So I decided to join. Umoja wa Mama was meant for me, women who are struggling and looking for a breakthrough.
Lina Madolo is in her 70s and was born in Kubenka, around Elliot in the Eastern Cape. She lives now in Site C, Kayelicha, with her grandson who is 24. She joined the cooperative in 2016, not long after it was founded.
Before joining Umoja wa Mama, I was working. Then I stopped and started sewing by hand. I was selling my patchwork blankets. People love them and they purchase them. I appreciate the money that I receive from my handwork. I also learned many skills from Umoja members. They shared their skills. Most of the members are from the African countries. I find that the people from Africa have no racial issues. They have skills and they share their skills. And they are very patient to teach you and make sure that you learn. They are the same as me. The money I earn helps my family. My family used to help me before I joined Umoja. They used to meet me halfway. But now, I'm not dependent to them. I manage to do my stuff with the money that I receive from Umoja. I manage to do concrete yard. My house is safe now. I made laminated floor in my bedroom and my other room the way I wanted it. My wish has been granted.
Lina is a woman of many talents. She sews bags with tiny cloth of cats. For her to find a piece of cloth that she can't use is almost impossible. She makes sure that she uses all the tiny pieces in her work. And now she comes again with her crocheting and she blows us away with her blankets. As you can hear from my conversation with our colleague Monique.
I love this blanket. I know that there's a real trend at the moment for returning to good quality in the face of, you know, mass-produced products. Also a little bit of a retrospective style is this blanket that I have in my hands that you can see I'm cuddling myself with because it's so divine. And it's a crocheted woolen blanket. And it's just these gorgeous colors. Again, The handwork, the crafting is absolutely flawless.
I'm still smiling in Umoja. Everything that I achieved, I did it with earnings I got from Umoja. Oh my God. Even in my death, I will die with Umoja wa Mama in my soul.
Hawa Mkamana, another member of our cooperative, supports Lina's gratitude to Umoja. Although Hawa was born in the DRC in the 70s, her family were from Rwanda. From 1996 until she joined her husband in South Africa in 2006, her early married life was one of flight and terrible hardship. Now, living in Delft with her two grown sons and two daughters, she has been successful in using and adding to her crafting skills. At school, she had learned to crochet, but about 4 years before she joined Umoja wa Mama, she learned basket making through another woman crafter, Claudine. Hawa's rectangular baskets are very strong and beautifully made with strong handles. She weaves them with flat plastic straps in bright colors, some of them in the colors of the South African flag. The straps are sourced from a factory in Epping. The largest of these baskets takes 3 days to complete. Hawa describes the challenges of making her baskets, especially the bases, which must be very strong. One of her sons helps with the bases, but he finds completing them too tedious. Her daughters help with the plaited handles. In addition, Hawa also works from a container where she repairs sprung mattresses. I ask her how it feels to make her crafts, and she replies,
"When
I am making a basket, it feels like it's helping me to cope with stress. I feel like I'm relieved from my stress, but the moment I get home, I start stressing again."
I agree, Hawa. I find that creating craft helps to heal because while doing this, my mind is busy producing something beautiful instead of stressing about my life. And making craft re-energizes me. But Hawa, you also have to live with a high crime rate in your area. And you have said that making connections with other residents is therefore difficult. Hawa also describes a dilemma that arises in her community.
Someone comes, greets me and asks, "Sissy, how much?" Now I tell them it's 300 rand. But one may come and say, "I only have 200 rand. Then I give it away at that price.
People don't understand and appreciate the concept of handcrafted work, the time and skills that go into craft making. In conclusion, Hawa shares her vision for Umoja.
My wishes are that Umoja continues to grow from strength to strength, so that we can continue to benefit, as well as new members to help all of us put bread on the table. It needs financial support to buy materials. You cannot come to training without materials. Therefore, it's important that members get materials and transport money when members need to move from home. This way, learning can be done much easier.
We also listened to Sindiswa Ningiza, another member of Umoja wa Mama. She was born in Queenstown, Eastern Cape, in the early 60s. She and her sister Beatrice later moved to Cape Town, where their mother was living as a domestic worker. Life in those years of apartheid was very hard for them. As black people from a Bantustan, they were not allowed to stay in cities. Theirs was a hide-and-seek game with the police, constantly requiring them to show their dorm passes. Eventually, their mother got one. In the face of the social injustice of the time, Sindiswa became an activist. She lives now in Mandela Park, Khayelitsha. She tells us how she joined this women's cooperative.
I joined them, sitting there with them. They were doing handwork. So it was so nice to be with them because they were very kind to me as a South African.
instead of me welcoming them, they welcomed me. It was nice. I said to Shelley, I want to join them. I said, you know, they are doing so beautiful things. So I want the skills that they have. I learned more skills like the stitches. That was not in my mind to learn so beautiful stitches from the trainings that we get from Umoja, our mama. So now I can do hemming. I can do so many skills for making my sewing beautiful. And I can do coasters that I'm championing on them. So now Umoja wa Mama is very, very helpful, because 2020, I had an accident. But because they are peaceful, they have love to people, they allowed me to come to their meetings from their pockets. Yeah, it is not familiar to be with women of other places, because the xenophobia is always come in and disrupt the peace. But fortunately, we are united in Umoja wa Mama.
Cindy is right. Distrust between refugees from other African countries and South Africans keeps us apart, especially in the townships, and leads refugees to separate themselves for safety. But in an organization like Umoja wa Mama, we have the chance to interact in the safety of common purpose and humanity. And there is another reason why I think the space at Umoja is important for women. In general, women's lives are controlled by men because most of us come from patriarchal systems where the man has a big role in the family decisions. To allow women to go outside the house is almost impossible unless the partner knows she is earning a salary. I think that Umoja wa Mama gives women the space to be together as women.
It's encouraging to hear the members' assessment of their journeys with Umoja wa Mama, and to recognize that most craft outlets, like the one at Montebello, as well as NGOs, are commissioning us to make items for their shops, events, and conferences. Year on year, we have been able to sell more of our beautifully crafted products, but we have also built a community of women across national boundaries and languages, creating a sense of social cohesion. Through the cooperative, Umoja has offered its members the opportunity to take back some control of their lives by earning a small income through their own skills and agency. And a number of members describe how this brings pride and comfort and allows expression of their personal identity. I think the name of the collective, Umoja wa Mama, was indeed a fortunate choice, uniting us, regardless of our country of origin, life experience, language, or faith.
Thank you for listening to Umoja wa Mama, Together for Change. If you are a crafter, we encourage you to explore the idea of a cooperative in your own community. But we'd also like you to spread the word that there are beautiful products to be commissioned or purchased at the Umoja wa Mama office based at Community House, number 41 Salt River Road, Salt River in Cape Town. Opening hours are 9 to 5, but please do phone before coming to ensure someone is there to attend to you. We thank those who participated in making this podcast. Especially, we appreciate the inputs of the cooperative members as speakers and also the translators. We look forward to the growth of Umoja wa Mama, and in the words of Hawa Mukamana, that Umoja continues to grow from strength to strength so that we can continue to benefit to help all of us put bread on the table and so that we can all share. The Human Rights Media Center thanks the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation for supporting our human rights program, including this podcast series. We encourage you to look out for our forthcoming Human Rights Live podcast episodes in 2024.